Vet bills can be expensive, but Spot Pet Insurance can give you up to 90% cash back on vet bills, so you can worry less about high vet bills. Yep, up to 90% cash back on vet bills for unexpected accidents, illness, and even routine care. And with Spot Pet Insurance plans, you can go to any vet you want in the U.S. or Canada. There's no network you need to stick to, so visit your favorite vet, and you can save money on expensive vet bills. That's Spot Pet Insurance. It's no wonder Spot is America's favorite pet insurance. Visit spotpet.com for a free quote today. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Spot Pet Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produce Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. This is an independent ad from Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
You or Jayla?
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And this isn't actually breaking news, but I just wanted to read. There was a 25 things you don't know about me about Dorit Kemsley from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And do you know what her first one was? Did you see it? Number one? The number one thing?
No.
If you were to say, if Us Weekly came to your door and they said, Lindsay, we have a big problem. We're heading to the presses, but we don't have a 25 things you don't know about me. We need you. Give us at least one thing. We'll fill out the rest. What would the first thing that would come to your mind be for your 25 things you don't know about me?
That's hard. I'd only get just one thing.
No, but just like the gut reaction, because I'm shocked that this is her gut
be
number
like,
one.
I drive a Subaru or like something I drive a so Subaru. Boring.
Okay, cool. Do you know what Dorit says?
What?
I really don't like to eat sweet potatoes.
I went like, oh, I like my Subaru or I like car. I like.
And I like she car. Went,
I actually don't like to eat sweet potato. It's like no one asked. And also, well, someone did ask. But
someone did ask. Someone asked.
But it's also like, it almost is like somebody was like, do you like sweet potatoes? And she was like, actually, no.
Maybe she had just ordered. Maybe versus, she chose sweet potato fries the night before. And regretted it. She was like, oh, I should have gotten regular fries. I always pay the dollar extra for sweet potato fries and then I get pissed.
The 25 things you don't know about me is one of the most like confusing processes for some reason in my mind, though I've done like so much journalism, different types, whatever. That one, I would love to hear exactly how they get the 25 things because it's not each time it feels different to me. Like it's not just somebody sending in
but
a list.
But sometimes their list.
I think it's an as told to, but how do they lead them?
Yeah,
I need
sometimes
to know.
Their list, sometimes they're as told to, sometimes they're very much like pulled from a longer interview. I think they adjust the format based on the person.
Yeah, maybe. But I really want like an inside scoop at the, you know, the person who does this and
let
how
us
they
know.
Do it.
If you know, let us know. We'd like to know how Dorit's number one was, reason. I really don't like to eat sweet potatoes. What was the process
so
that took
us
there?
For some reason, I can't reverse engineer the journalism here. I have to know how you do it.
So
you know?
That's not actually breaking news. The thing about the breaking news today, this Monday, this beautiful Monday after Mother's Day, is that all of the news yesterday was Mother's Day. All of it. Everything. All of it.
I mean, we in 5 years, I think we rarely say slow news day. I mean, we've maybe said it once. We're like, slow news day, am I right? You know, I just, yesterday or this past week, actually, because it counts the whole week, was some of the slowest news day antics that our celebrity, industry has
Mother's
seen.
Mother's Day. Everything was swallowed up by Mother's Day. And this happens every year, but something about this year was even crazier because there are more mothers than ever because all of the potential mothers got pregnant during the pandemic. You know, there are just so many new mothers.
There are more mothers than ever, Lindsay. No, I mean,
there
every
are more
day Mother's
I bet there
day
are more
is,
mothers now.
Is huge.
I mean, I'm sure this is one of those statistics that makes sense as a factor of population growth, but it's like there.
I'm waiting for you to say
there
something
are more
insane.
Mothers. On May 10th, 2021 than there have been in any point in human history. There's no way that's wrong, right? God. There's no way that's wrong.
It's just Mother's Day this year happened to swallow up the nothingness that happened the week before. And let me tell you, when I dug deep, I dug deep. When I read some sources I don't usually read, I read the sources. And you'll hear in this episode how we scraped the bottom of the barrel in terms of celebrity
We scraped so hard, we pulled up like old wood chips. We got splinters. We scraped it so hard. But Lindsay, here's a Mother's Day game called Ouch. Who's Mommy? How about that?
No, okay. Not this.
I'm gonna give you the name of a baby. Most of them are newborns in the past 6 months. Most of them are 2021. I think a couple of them are late 2020, but it's called Who's Mommy? And I'm going to name you. Sorry. And I'm going to give you the name of a baby, and you're going to tell me who mommy is. And if you need a hint, then I'll give you the name applicable, the name of the other parent. Sometimes there's another parent. Sometimes there isn't. So like, but it should help.
Who's mommy?
Rhodes. Who's mommy?
Emma Roberts.
Got it. Oh my God. That just happened.
I'm telling you, Bobby, all the news. Like, it's not like I'm out here, like, looking for this news. I'm just, like, trying to find good stuff. And I'm scrolling by Emma Roberts and her partner, her boyfriend, whatever his name is.
Garrett Hedlund.
They walk roads.
It was
roads.
Just funny to
They're
go from,
roads.
Here's Lindsay. I don't want to play this game. I hate this game. Also, Lindsay, Emma Roberts. Emma Roberts.
Didn't say I. No, I like this game. I don't hate this game.
Who's mommy? Powerful queen.
Nick Cannon.
No, that's Daddy.
That's Daddy. Wait, I don't know. It's one of those two women.
Which one?
Brittany.
You got it. Brittany, you got it. It's Brittany Bell.
Okay.
Who's mommy? Sylvester Apollo? Sylvester. You can ask for the other parent if
who's
applicable.
Who's the daddy? Sebastian. Sebastian what?
Bear.
I have no idea who the mommy is.
Come on, Sebastian Bear McLeod is Daddy. It's Emily Ratajkowski. Come on.
Oh, I forgot his name.
Okay. Leon Frederick. Who's mommy?
Leon Frederick.
Very recent.
Who's the daddy?
If you saw Emma, Michael Angarano is Daddy.
Oh, Pen 15.
Which one?
The one with the dark hair.
Maya Erskine.
Okay. That was correct.
I'm going to give you that one, actually. I'm going to give you that one. I'm going to put that right. Okay. Donald. Who's mommy?
Okay, who's daddy?
Donald.
No, not a Donald. Whose daddy is Donald? Who's Donald?
Donald. Who is Donald's daddy is Donald, and Donald's daddy is Donald. This is Donald the Third.
Wait. So what's Donald's last name?
Glover.
Oh.
He's been with mommy forever, for many, many years.
I don't know mommy's name.
Michelle White.
I'm sorry.
Michelle White. Okay. River. Who's mommy?
River. Mm-hmm. Wait, I know this.
Mm-hmm.
Who's daddy?
Michael. But Michael is a little estranged. There was drama. I can give you full name. Kopech. He's a baseball player.
Oh, what's
your
name?
You're there.
Riverdale.
Vanessa. What's her last name?
Riverdale.
Okay, fine. You got
last
it.
Name's Riverdale.
Vanessa Morgan. River. Okay.
Okay.
Lucia. Who's mommy?
I have no idea. Who's daddy?
Alec.
Baldwin. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's her name?
Come on. Oh my God.
Araria.
There you go. Hilaria.
Araria.
Okay. Riley, who's mommy?
Who?
Riley, who's mommy?
Who's daddy? These are
Daryl Sabara.
Oh, Megan Trainor.
Okay.
We need like double names. You need to give me double names.
Dakota, who's mommy?
Who's daddy?
Macaulay.
Culkin. Oh, Brenda Saul.
There you go. You got it. Okay. Willa, who's mommy?
Who's daddy?
Joe. If I give you the last name, it's Stu. I'm just call me Joe. It's just Joe.
What's her face? What's her face from Game of Thrones?
There you go. What's her name?
Angela. I don't know her name. I forgot her name. What's her name again?
It's Sophie Laura. Turner.
Sophie Turner. I didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Okay. Kenna. Who's mommy?
Okay. I don't know. Who's
Mappa Cora's daddy.
Oh, Christina Milian.
There you go. Okay, great. Okay, this is newish. Grayson.
Okay, who's daddy?
His name is Grant Savoy.
I don't know.
She's a country who, been talking about her a lot lately.
Is it what's her face? That's their fourth kid.
No, it's not. No, it's not her. It's not Thomas Rhett. No. Mm-mm. Mickey Guyton, you got it wrong. Okay.
Oh.
Mickey Guyton's mommy. Speaking of country, Hayes, who's mommy?
Who's daddy?
Daddy is a guy named Ryan.
How am I supposed to know?
Ryan Hurd. This? Ryan Hurd.
Oh, Maren.
There you go. Okay, good. Abel Phineas. Morris. Who's mommy?
Abel Phineas. Uh-huh. Ugh, what a modern name. That'll fade fast. That'll go out of style fast. Who's daddy?
Leslie. Odom. Mm-hmm. Junior.
Oh, what's her name?
Nicolette Robinson.
Oh, I don't know her name.
Okay. Buddy Prime. Who's mommy?
Buddy Prime?
Yeah, Prime. Prime.
Buddy Prime?
Prime. Daddy's Wyatt.
I don't... Oh, Wyatt Russell's girlfriend. I don't know. Oh, Meredith Hagner.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, only a couple more because this is
hard. These are hard. I have to say, you need to choose names that are like
Well, so the obvious stupid. Ones are too easy. Here we go. Janie.
No, they're not.
Janie. Who's dad? Who's mommy?
I don't know. Who's daddy?
Joshua Jackson.
Oh, shit. What's her name? She's playing the queen in the movie and she's
Three names. Three names.
What's her name? Jodie Smith Turner. Smith Turner. Jodie Smith Turner.
Okay. George Elizabeth. This just happened like 10 minutes ago. George Elizabeth.
What? I don't know. Who? Someone had a baby 10 minutes ago? Congratulations.
Yeah.
Who's the daddy?
Well, it's who's the other parent. It's Lauren Morelli is the other parent.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you took it. You're right. This game was very hetero.
Mm-hmm. It's a very hetero game, okay. Unfortunately.
Wait, did What's-Her-Face have a baby?
I mean, you tell me. What's-Her-Face?
What? She's in Handmaid's Tale.
Yes, Samira Wiley had a baby, and the baby's name is George Elizabeth. Uh-huh, isn't that cute?
Aw, that's so nice. Mm-hmm.
And then the last, whose mommy is Grace Warrior, whose mommy?
Oh, Bindi Irwin.
There
baby.
You go. Okay, you did okay. You did okay. Those were hard.
I mean, when you give me a name that's just like George, I know.
Donald. Donald.
Like, you know that's hard.
It's pretty hard. Okay, there was just so much Mother's Day stuff. You know what shocked me? I tweeted this yesterday from who? What shocked
what
me
shocked
is when
you
search, when you Google Mother's Day right now, even incognito, I went incognito, and you click news, all the news stories are about Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
That's
they
crazy.
Won
they
Mother's
basically
Day.
Won
they
Mother's
won
Day.
Mother's Day. Because he
Blake
wrote
Lively
that like,
is the mother.
I made a joke about like fucking you in the airport bathroom, like or something like that. Like it's
Wait,
just like
what?
Because Ryan Reynolds
what
just
does
like
have to do with Mother's Day.
Because Ryan Reynolds is his Mother's Day post to her was like jokes, and I think that's why people were writing about it because it was like, remember when we you got pregnant because we had airport sex or something like that, and blah 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 blah. It was stupid.
Yeah.
Then you had to get Dog the Bounty Hunter to find me or something like that. It's just Ryan Reynolds really leaning into the
he's
persona
funny.
That has been developed for
comedy.
Him. Yeah.
Well, he's Deadpool. He always was, which is why he was never a convincing romantic male lead.
Yeah, sorry, two guys, a girl, and a Mother's Day post is why he just got all over the news last week,
two
over the weekend.
Two guys, a girl, and a Mother's Day post.
Okay, let's talk about a new person. We have a new person here up at the top.
Yeah.
Who is he?
The only thing worth like remembering from this week's dreadful SNL.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miley Cyrus and the Kid Laroi.
So Miley Cyrus performed on the Elon Musk episode of SNL, and she had a guest, and her guest is this guy named the Kid Laroi, who looked very nervous. You could tell it was his first time performing, mm-hmm. and I think he's like 17 years old.
Yeah.
And he made his debut because they have a duet that's like pretty TikTok popular, if not more popular now.
I think more popular, like, yeah.
You know, it's expanded beyond. He's interesting, though, because he's Australian.
He's just yet another Australian person coming in. I was looking at one of the 10 things to know about him around, and it said one of the lines was, in order to fully pursue his dreams, the teenager left Australia and set his sights on California. And I was like, that's half our show. That's like half our show is teenagers who were like, I want to pursue my dream, so I'm going to leave Australia and set my sights on California.
I know. We need some people who aren't Australian on this show. Australia has really taken over the show in terms of bringing us new talent.
They really insert themselves into like everyone else's culture, Australia.
It used to be. It's new. This was. We did not talk about Australians as much before 2013, 2021 zone, you know?
So, but he's one of those people where it's like, who is he? And it's like, well, first of all, he's a child. right? Like, he's so young. He's 17. Yeah, I can't believe that you would up and leave me. Forget all of your reasons. I lost my, you know, I didn't mean. And now I see it. You run and repeat it. And I can't take it back. So in the past,
so he's from Australia, and he moved here, and he got a following.
That's just how really Australia is, though. Why the fuck is he rapping in an American accent? You're from Australia.
Do you feel like you're rapping in an American accent?
I just rap however it comes. I just make music. I don't think about anything too much. Like, I just do it how it comes out. Like, music for me is a very different, you know, it's a very spiritual, or like, no, that's the wrong word, not spiritual. It's a very, like, just off the top process. Like, I don't think about anything. I just think about how I feel, and however it comes out, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think about, oh, I gotta rap in this accent, or, oh, I gotta say this to please this person. It's just however the fuck I feel, that's how it's gonna come out.
I mean, yeah, because you're definitely nowhere near the offender that Iggy was when she came out rapping like T.I. That was sort of like a weird moment for Australia, right? Like, why does this girl sound like she's from Atlanta?
I mean, shit.
You don't gotta admit it.
It's whatever. I mean, I don't really remember much about, like, to be honest with you.
So apparently his great-great-grandfather told him he was Spanish because of his complexion. He later found out he was from the Kamilaroi, which is the name.
Which is the origin of the Kid Laroi. Got it.
The Kid Laroi.
Got it.
The Kid Laroi. It's kind of cool. I just thought that was interesting. Like, I don't know much. I have to say I don't know much about the history of that, but.
And now you'll know more because of him, probably.
Yeah, no, totally. His name is like Charlton.
No, this originally. This is definitely one of those things that, like, especially for non-Australians, where it's like, Hollywood Life explains the history of Australia's Aboriginal community. It's like, okay, I guess I'll take it. Like, that's cool.
Well, actually, they didn't. Not to be rude. It was timed. The Hollywood Life mentioned nothing interesting about this guy. Like, literally, I think they got his age and they got his real name, and that's it. And every other five things about him was like, he's Australian. Like, they didn't really go into it. I had to find a good Time magazine piece that did the question, this SEO questioning of who is the Kid Laroi, but then actually answered the question, like, with respect to his actual life and origin story,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So shout out to that. Although I'm like, who's watching? I keep being like, SNL, big stage, like, he made his debut, but I'm like, who's watching SNL? But I guess a lot of people watched it this weekend because of Elon Musk being the... Did you see the video of the Cybertruck driving through Times Square?
No. I really, I have to admit, I avoided every single video. The only thing I saw from the Elon Musk was a screenshot of Grimes as Peach, and I was like, ugh.
That's my fault. Did you see the Cybertruck driving?
It was a real Cybertruck?
Times Square. Yes, it's real.
Or was it just that fake alien truck that drives around Brooklyn sometimes that looks like a spaceship?
No, I love that thing. Did you? You know that thing's back on the road.
Yeah.
That thing. I saw that thing driving
the other
day.
I saw it recently, and I was like, oh my God, blast from the past.
Drive.
No, it moves.
I thought it didn't drive.
It's still chugging.
Okay. Remember when it went disappearing? People in Gothamist was like, where'd it go?
And then it was like, he's like, I'm here. It's like some dad. Yeah. It's some like, just like dude.
It's really cool though. It's parked usually in Prospect Heights if you ever want to go find it. It's an alien. It's like an alien car.
It looks like a spaceship.
Okay. No, the Cybertruck was driving through Times Square.
No.
This weekend. I'm telling you. I don't know what to tell you, but I'm telling you. But I am telling you.
Was there a human in it? Or was it on autopilot?
You know,
that's a
great question. I didn't look inside. I think the windows are tinted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay.
But I think somebody had to be driving it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it probably barely works. Like, it's definitely...
It's like the story about the first iPhone announcement where Steve Jobs had to fake the whole thing because it was so clumsy.
Now
you know?
I'm imagining, you know, in the Flintstones where they had to power the car with their feet. I imagine, like,
yes, I know in the Flintstones how they have to power the car with their feet.
Four guys in the Cybertruck just like running. Just running through
Times
Square.
No, it's literally,
like,
it's Grimes on the front wheels and Azalea Banks in the back wheels, and they're just like, they're going for it.
Like a horse costume? Yeah, I love that. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's great. So that's what happened this weekend. That's really, like, that was like the new person of the weekend to me, at least, because I
the Kid Laroi
was like, who's this shy cutie on SNL? And it's the Kid Laroi.
There's a lot of I think comparisons to Justin Bieber are also valid.
No, definitely.
There's something about him being young and sort of like coming out of nowhere and looking like a kid, you know?
This is my like own age, whatever, but I thought he looked like Jonathan Brandeis. I don't know if is that how you pronounce Brandis?
Isn't it Brandis? Just Brandis?
Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Not like the college. I thought he looked a lot like him, a young him. He has a kind of a very pretty, got a pretty look.
Yeah. What's next, Lindsay? I don't like that you put this in here. I know you're mad about it, but I don't like seeing it. Olivia Culpo shares herself Tanner hacks and beauty secrets in 2021.
Why is the Hollywood Reporter doing Olivia Culpo's self-tanning spawn? I'm just in the magazine.
Did they lose an advertiser? Like, what went on? What's going on here?
Like, did McDonald's pull out? I mean, I just don't understand. Like, this is the fate of our... This is the fate of our hashtag spawn, where Olivia Culpo is telling she's the brand ambassador for Bondi Sands, which we've definitely talked about this.
Speaking of Australia. Yeah.
Right. We're still in Australia. She spills how to get the perfect tan, beauty, and skincare products she really uses, and her self-care advice. The only thing that's interesting about this interview is they ask her what project she has in the works, and she's like, I'm practicing with a quartet, because she plays the cello, because as I told you, cello is the hottest instrument.
And she has beauty and brands, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She has a project in a film that I'm not allowed to talk about yet. I also have another restaurant on opening with my family in Rhode Island called Union and Main. Do we have to go to Olivia Culpo's restaurant in Rhode Island?
I would love to. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I would love to. I haven't spent much time in Rhode Island, and I feel like it's worthwhile if we get some sort of content out of it.
Oh, it's beautiful there, and not just because Olivia Culpo has two restaurants in the area. What's the other restaurant? I'm like, another restaurant? You had one restaurant this entire time? If it's a freaking
Olivia Culpo,
Olive Garden, I'm gonna be
pissed. It's an Olive Garden. She owns a McDonald's franchise. It's called Back 40. I mean, terrible name.
Like golf.
But wait.
I don't associate
that. Is
that with
golf? Back. I just think of the back nine, the back 40. Something.
I thought it was golf, but you're right. It wouldn't be the back 40 because there aren't more than 40.
Oh, it's like a sports. It's like a sports bar. It's a pub.
So
it's a pub. It's a pub. That looks fun. I'm into a sports bar. Oh, well, it says Olivia Culpo's North Kingston restaurant is all about retro comfort food and family dinners. Back 40 came to Rhode Island with a lot of fanfare. Not only did it have Olivia Culpo's name attached to it, okay, that's not a lot of fanfare, it became tangentially connected to the Patriots, catching the attention of anyone who eats. Okay, I'm not reading this anymore. Her dad is a restaurant owner guy. He owns a lot of restaurants in Boston, and his name is Peter Culpo. He also owns a restaurant called Wicked Fish. Get me out of here.
Oh, I've been there.
Shut up. No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Hey, guys. My name's Olivia Culpo, Miss USA 2012, and here are 10 facts you never knew about me. Number one, my first pageant was this past September 2011. It was the Miss Rhode Island USA pageant. I was wearing a dress that was $25. I rented it. It was too small, and there was a hole in the back. Number two, I have a weird taste in movies. I like anything from anime, foreign films, documentaries, you know, just the stranger movies. I like regular ones too, but I like to really explore and go to the more independent, smaller films.
Okay, we're skipping Scott Speedman's pregnancy announcement because who cares? And, or should we? Her name is Lindsay Ray Hoffman.
I mean, there's nothing here except for her name is Lindsay Ray and my name's Lindsay J and I don't like it. I'm threatened. So I want to skip.
Okay, we'll skip. And we'll go on to two actually interesting pregnancies. And both of them, I'm seeing the words that are in the back of my throat and I'm thinking about them nearing the front of my mouth as I'm about to say them. And I'm realizing that it's so boring.
Say.
Two of the women from Little Mix are about to give birth. They're both pregnant.
To be fair, there's only three.
There's only four.
There's only four.
Because there were five and now there's four. Yeah.
There's only four women. So half of Little Mix.
Well, it's Littler Mix now, remember?
The one that left.
It's Littler Mix.
It's
once Jesse left, they became Littler Mix.
So half of Littler Mix, that's 50% of Littler Mix, are pregnant.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Jesse, if Jesse was still in Little Mix, it would have been less of a percentage. But now it's very glaring that 50%.
Oh my God,
Little
it
Mix
is only three now. It's even smaller than I imagined.
That's
I thought
what
it was five
I thought.
To four.
I was like, there were four
to three.
There were never five.
Okay. What I hate that's now I is think. That I can name all the Little Mixers without thinking.
Jade,
I was like, wait a second.
Leanne,
so once Jesse left, then it was Stephanie. Just Leanne and Jade and Perry. So, well, who is the fourth? And I was like, oh no, Bobby, you know all four, and one of them's gone.
Okay, so literally, okay, so as we, I have to change my percentages. It was 50%. Now it's 25%
left. 25% left.
Yeah, only 25%. Wait, no.
There were four. One left.
No, now three.
25% of Little Mix left, and now they're Littler Mix.
No, I understand.
Oh,
but
I know what you're
now,
saying.
Now, two-thirds of them are pregnant. Yes. What's two-thirds percentage? What is that again?
Two-thirds. It's like which percent? 66%.
Yeah, it's like 66%.
Ish.
Okay.
And change.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So two-thirds of Little Mix are pregnant now. Only one little third of Littler Mix is not pregnant.
Yeah, no, it is crazy. So the two Littler Mixers who are pregnant are Leanne Penick and Perry Edwards, who I would say are the... Of the three, the two themmiest, Jade's definitely the whoiest remaining Littler Mix, right? Definitely.
How did it feel when I finally left Little Mix? Okay, and I kept it in for such a long time, and that's why I kept breaking down and crying about it, because I had never spoken about it before. When you keep it all in up here, it just makes it 10 times worse. I think it's going to be a brand new experience, but at the same time, exciting.
I kind of fell into a Leanne pinnacle because she had the more attention-grabbing pregnancy announcement last week because she took these like very glamorous photos with her boyfriend.
Right, because she had a little time.
Yes.
We just got the other one, Perry. We just
Perry.
Is it Perry? Perry. We just got the other one recently. Leanne had a nice build-up because they also had like an anniversary. They both are dating footballers.
Leanne's footballer's name is Andre Gray, and Perry's footballer's name is Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain.
In case you forget, these women are Little Mix or Littler Mix is British. Here's a good reminder: is that they're both dating footballers and they both got pregnant by
them. Yes, exactly.
You know,
so Leanne Penick announced her pregnancy via these very beautiful photos, these staged photos. They're like, or not staged photos, but professional photos in this beautiful green drapey dress. And I was like, oh, she's one of the Littler Mixers. Okay, that's cool. But it made me want to sort of go through her history, because I don't know about British people and I don't know much about Littler Mix. And so I was like, what better way to get a sort of biography or origin story? It's not a game at all. Of Leanne Penick and footballer Andre Gray's relationship than with Daily Mail headlines. So they've been together since 2016. And I read every single Daily Mail headline about the two of them over the past 5 years. Not the full
one?
Stories, but the headlines. There were so many tabs on my Chrome that it looked like the Instagram stories of someone who's annoying. And I was like, oh my God, look at all those tabs.
Tick, it was tick, like tick, 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 tick.
And then
tick,
I closed
tick,
them
tick,
out
tick,
and then
tick,
I ordered them. And okay. So I can give you, since there's probably not much you know about Leanne Penick and Andre Gray's relationship as an American.
Nothing. I would say close to
nothing. So why don't
I
give you the rundown in the form of Daily Mail headlines? Leanne Penick confirms relationship with Burnley striker Andre Gray as she cozies up to footballer in Snapchat video. Think of the time.
Oh, wait.
He's a striker.
He's a striker.
Yeah. Think
he's
of the time, too. Not even Instagram video. Snapchat video. Okay.
So 2016.
December 2016. January 2017. Quote, when she saw them, she was devastated. Colon. Ex-girlfriend of Leanne Penick's footballer boyfriend, Andre Gray, thought they were, quote, on a break. Isn't that sad? That's sad.
Okay. Oh, yikes. Imagine you think you're on a break and then your boyfriend's dating Leanne from
and now
Littler
that-
Mix. Oh, at that point, they were Little Mix. Sorry,
they
were not
Littler
Mix
yes.
yet.
Andre Gray, getting all this new attention because he's dating a Little Mix, gets this next headline in January 2017. Leanne Penick's new boyfriend, footballer Andre Gray, forced to apologize for homophobic slur only 5 months ago. You know, he gets this
Uh-oh.
Renewed attention, right? He has to apologize because he's dating Leanne Penick. Okay.
That's true.
June 2017, Little Mix star Leanne Penick shares another glimpse of her shapely curves in a tasseled pink bikini as she cuddles up to beau Andre Gray during romantic beach getaway. They're going on vacation. They're loving life. They're loving each other. They're uploading, quote, a handful of scintillating shots. Okay.
They survived his homophobic slur.
Exactly.
They survived.
And then we move on to December 2017. Watford striker Andre Gray poses with Little Mix girlfriend Leanne Pinnock in matching pink coats as he dances during birthday celebrations. They're getting older. They're still in love. They're doing funny costume photos. It looks great. We move on to March 2018. Shout out to my texts.
Oh, great.
Because shout out to my ex, you know. Oh. Shout out to my texts.
Yeah.
Shout out to my
ex.
Shout out to my texts. Chic Leanne Pinnock catches up with her phone as she...
Talk about a treadmill jam. Oh, my God. Fall off the treadmill to that one. Okay, what?
Chic
sorry, go keep
Leanne Pinnock catches up with her phone as she heads home from a day of furniture shopping with Andre Gray. They're getting so cozy. They're buying furniture together, okay?
They're exactly, buying okay? furniture together? Oh, you know what that means. They're going to sit on the... They're going to sit on it.
2018, June 2018, Leanne Pinnock shows off her enviable pins in tiny denim shorts as she enjoys a day out on the water with Beau Andre Gray. Okay, moving on. June 2018, same month. Okay. Leanne Pinnock displays major side boob and sexy poolside snap as she cuddles up to Andre Gray on Bali break. They love going to Bali. That's a big thing that they do.
I'm sorry, but pins and then side boob, it's too
much. And you
much.
Know what? They're going on so many sexy vacations that in August 2018, they get this headline. Little Mix star Leanne Pinnock sparks engagement rumors with footballer Beau Andre Gray as emotional video surfaces online.
Okay.
Like a video with them like emotional meeting his video. Family and his mom says something like...
Emotional video. It's like the opposite
her
of
mom
sex
says
tape.
Something like... Leanne, welcome to the family or something.
Why release a sex... Why leak a sex tape when you can leak an emotional video?
That's your crisis PR, like, strategy. Sex tapes are out. Emotional videos are in. July 2019, we're skipping to the following summer. Little Mix's Leanne Pinnock reveals she, quote, wakes up hating her footballer beau, Andre Gray, due to recurring nightmare of him cheating on her.
Oh,
she keeps having.
Okay, that's not.
She spoke to Grazia magazine and told the story about how she has a recurring nightmare that he cheats on her. Okay,
she's having stress.
Late
dreams,
summer 2019, Leanne Pinnock goes braless and plunging co-ward as she attends UK launch of her Vibe drama Top Boy with boyfriend Andre Gray. hell of a headline. Okay, and then co-ward.
Co-ward, my favorite British thing that we don't do. Co-ward.
March 2020, right? The pandemic has just started. Leanne Pinnock suffers several live TV blunders as her dog barks and someone knocks on her front door during hilarious morning interview. Isn't that good? Okay. Andre's not involved there. I just thought that was funny.
He's not involved.
I just thought that was funny.
That,
okay, that's one of the best headlines.
Yeah, no, it's funny. It's funny.
Then we have April 2020. People are early pandemic. They're saying too much. Remember this? When every interview was like over Zoom and there was just too much revealing information? We have this. Little Mix's Jade Thirlwall implies bandmate Leanne Pinnock has loud sex with boyfriend Andre Gray on tour in very cheeky radio interview. Okay. Then we have April 2020 again. I've been a moody bitch. Leanne Pinnock praises boyfriend Andre Gray for putting up with her in lockdown as she shares playful swimsuit snap. They're getting along in lockdown, okay? A lot of people don't. Little Mix star Leanne Pinnock goes topless to promote her swimwear line as she reclines sexily on a lounger. That's 25th of May 2020.
I gotta say, going topless to promote a swimwear line, not really.
I know, and guess who didn't approve of it? Guess who didn't approve of it? A couple weeks later, we get this. Quote, now I feel really bad. Little Mix's Leanne Pinnock reveals she was told off by her mom after posing sizzling topless pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, well, I mean, I kind of don't blame... Her mom was probably like, how are people supposed to know to buy the swimsuit top, if you're not wearing it?
And then we go to June 2020. Their relationship is going through some problems. Here we have number one problem. Leanne Pinnock shares snap of fiancé Andre Gray's elegant birthday cake amid claims he broke lockdown rules to host a garden party. He got in trouble. And then we have October 2020. Oops. Leanne Pinnock enjoys smooch with sexy, gorgeous fiancé Andre Gray on 29th birthday, ... as she launches her own TV production firm. Okay? She's very busy. I know.
Congrats.
Problems. December 2020, Little Mix star Leanne Pinnock's fiancé Andre Gray apologizes for flouting lockdown by hosting a poker party for friends while she was away.
Oh my God, can he stop?
And here's another, posting another L online. Little Mix is, this is January 2021, Little Mix's Leanne Pinnock and footballer fiancé Andre Gray put their six-bedroom Surrey mansion on the market for £4.95 million after losing planning fight to build an underground pool. Oh no, they didn't get their underground pool. Mm-hmm. And then we have this recent headline from May 2021. I'm relieved. Little Mix's Leanne Pinnock says she's finally embracing her pregnancy during makeup-free chat with bandmates amid claims Jesse Nelson wants to sever ties. And now we've caught up on their relationship. What did you think of that?
Jesse Nelson really trying to.
Well, Jesse Nelson. What's interesting is that Jesse Nelson was on the cover of Cosmo this month, and she did a lot of talking about Little Mix, and
she talked a little shit, and I think it's her talking little shit is kind of is becoming the quote amid of the headlines
exactly.
That are talking
but
about.
But if you compare that to what Leanne Penick is doing, it's just like it's very God, what am I trying to say? It's more petty than it would be on a typical day, because what Leanne Penick is doing, she's getting a ton of headlines. She's making a documentary about racism and colorism in pop music, specifically UK pop music, and it premieres right. on like BBC yeah. or Sky, one of those channels, like a high profile documentary, and she's been working on it since last fall, and so that's premiering next week and or this week, if this we're in this week now. But she's getting a ton of press for these like kind of important like statements and the important work that she's doing in regards to that aspect of the music industry, like racism and colorism and her personal lived experience. So she's getting tons of headlines like there. She got a write-up in the Financial Times. Like she's getting very like high profile kind of fancy write-ups,
right? But she's still getting
but
put
she's still getting
next
put
to
next
the
to
fact
Jesse
that two of
exactly.
Little Mix are pregnant.
And then Jesse Nelson's getting like, I'm mad at my bandmates, and Perry Edwards is like, I'm also pregnant. So it's really interesting, like the variety of coverage
yeah,
that Leanne
kind of
is
hard
getting right now
to stand yeah. out.
And it makes the
right.
just
it's kind of hard. Leanne is doing a lot, but her getting pregnant and also a bandmate getting pregnant and also Jesse kind
what
of
about
like,
me?
What
about me?
Is still kind of in mm-hmm. the picture when we talk about the headline that's going to go
exactly.
with this or whatever.
But there's the Little Mix stuff is like way more fascinating than I ever gave it credit for. So.
Wait,
no, there's just so much going on with these women. Like the dynamics are crazy. Like they're always fighting. I didn't realize the girls were always fighting.
A lot of dynamics. I mean, usually I'm thinking about like in the past when like a member of a girl group or boy group leaves the band and kind of the immediate aftermath of that, especially if the band stays together. And like there are a few examples, but there are definitely others. Spice Girls being
Fifth Harmony.
One. Fifth Harmony stayed together very mm-hmm. briefly after Normani
four fifths
left
of Fifth Harmony.
Camila
yeah. Well,
left.
Now there's three fifths. Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, Camila left first. Then they stayed together. Then Normani left, and
we can't
was
do this
like,
anymore.
We
We're unsustainable.
Now we have
like they
like
took
two.
A load bearing wall out. Like they yeah. can't do it anymore.
And then, speaking of Normani, where's the album? And speaking of...
Don't be rude to her. She's gonna. It's going to come. It's going to come. What I liked about the Little Mix stuff is after they lost Jesse, they released... What was the song they released? Confetti? Well, no,
Holiday?
Confetti. But then Confetti had a feature, which was really fun. So it's sort of funny how they're like playing with the fact that like kind of these women are interchangeable. So like, hey, we lost Jesse. Let's throw in Sweetie. She's cool. She's hot. She's like... I don't need you. I don't need you. Should've left your ass from time ago. Didn't love me then, but now I do. I'ma let the good things in my life bring down. From the sky drop like confetti. All eyes on me. This will give us like a some buzz for this release. And it worked, you know? She doesn't want to do it. She was also like, there were some mental health issues too. She was like, this was bad for me. Yes.
Right. So it's like, it's not even like, I mean, I'm sure she will do solo stuff, but it's not like that was the impetus, very Camila Cabello, of her to leave, yeah. you know? When Camila left, the kind of bad taste in people's mouth was like, this is so obviously mm-hmm. career focused. Like, don't you care about like yeah. your band or whatever? And the answer was like, no, I actually don't. I'm like trying yeah. to be a singer, you know? I'm
but
trying
the
to be
problem
a solo
with
singer.
The For as much as like it's easy to like clown on Camila, it's like
it's easy.
Someone had to leave first and she won, you know, like I think that's part of where some of the resentment came from. It's like,
I mean, that's why I want Normani
like,
to release
she,
an
she
album
left first,
already.
So she won. And I think they realized that like, oh, well, fuck, she won. Now we're mad at her, you know?
Yeah. Not that I think like Ali Brooks' no, album would have been more buzzy than
wow.
Camila's if she
look at you bragging
first,
about your knowledge of Fifth Harmony members.
I literally can name all of them.
Name
still,
all of them,
which is crazy to me. Lauren, Ali, Camila, Normani.
The
other
the
one.
Other one?
Rachel.
What, are you gonna say like what? Angela again?
Angela. Angela? Wait, no, there's one I'm missing. Who is it? Oh my
Come
God,
on.
Who
starts
is it?
Starts with the D. Starts
Not
with the
Allie,
D.
Not Allie.
No, you're
Diana?
Close. Diana?
Dina Jane. Diane.
Dina
Dina
Jane.
Oh, she really is. I'm so sorry.
Lindsay,
I forgot her.
She's the forgettable
her.
One. It's fine.
I'm sorry, Allie Brooke, mm-hmm. I remembered.
Mm-hmm. I'm Dina Jane Hansen, and I'm from Santa Ana, California. I am 15 years old, and I am a high school student at Orange County High School.
Hi, I'm Dina Jane, and I'm here to play Song Association with Elle.
Hey, I'm Dina Jane, and I'm gonna spill it.
I was in Florida this past weekend, and guess what was the talk of the town?
Your mom's Aura frame?
The Aura frame. The Aura frame kept, it was scrolling through every photo. I was like, oh, there's that. Oh, there's that. I'm like, where'd they get that photo? There's always a photo where I'm like, where'd they get that photo? How'd they get that photo?
I don't know where my mom gets the gifts that she sends me. Like when she sends me a text gift, I'm like, where did you find that? And sometimes I look at her Aura frame and I'm like, where did you download this?
No, I'm like, where did you get this photo from? Whose Instagram did you steal this photo off of? You know?
They love to steal from, and they love to just screenshot and not crop. So it'll just be like a cropped iPhone photo that's Instagram. On the Aura frame.
Exactly, with comments and everything. It'll just be on, it'll be zoomed in sometimes, so it's extra blurry. But you know what? That's how easy it is to get the photos on the Aura frame because my parents can figure out how to do it. Do they do it well? No, but do they do it? Yes.
And the other thing that's great about Aura frames, when you give them to your mom, your mother, a mother in your life, a mother figure, it's a great Mother's Day gift, whoever the mother in your life is. You can connect it to your Aura app. And you can just send them photos. If they approve it, you can just put photos and kind of troll them and have fun and put random photos. I do it to Lindsay sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
You can do it to your mom. My mom gave me access because she likes putting.
You got to be careful. You got to be a little careful with that. But you could do it. But you should do it.
You got to be a little bit careful. But Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and they come with unlimited storage because it's all in the cloud. So you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame. Not only will she be grateful, it's not another sweater. She'll love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you. So right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code WHO at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Who Weekly is sponsored by Squarespace. We love Squarespace. We use Squarespace to advertise our show, to advertise our tour, to sell merch, to post great press that we get, to communicate with our listeners because there's an easy contact form. If we didn't have a Squarespace, your brand experience with Who Weekly would be considerably worse.
Considerably worse. Are you kidding? If I can't update, if I can't... Actually, you know what? Speaking of, I just realized the tour dates are still up. I got to take them off. The tour is over. Got to prepare for the next one. And you know what? I can do that in about 5 seconds. It will be so easy for me to do that.
Thank God their interface is intuitive and easy to use because we can make changes to our website very quickly and not stress out about it. We've used Squarespace for about as long as our podcast has existed. Can't imagine our website living anywhere else. And if you're intrigued, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your amazing website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Next on the agenda, we have an interesting thing that I didn't realize. I put next to each other two gay couples, one breaking up and one getting together. And I think that's kind of fun.
I love gay whos.
Francesca Farrago and Demi Sims. This is like truly drama. And then we have
the TikTok girls.
Adelaide Kane. Well, she's an actress. She's on Rain. And Martha Worthman, who's a thirst trappy TikTok lesbian.
One of the best types of lesbians. The thirst trappy TikTok lesbian. Ugh.
Okay, but let's start with Francesca Farrago and Demi Sims, though.
They're the only way as Essex girls, right?
Well, so Francesca Farrago was on Too Hot to Handle. What's the show? Too Hot to Handle. American.
Demi is the only way is Essex. And Demi Sims was
on TOWIE, The Only Way is Essex. And then when they got together, they both were on TOWIE. So this relationship sped very fast because they were together. It was whirlwind.
They met in April. This all started DMs, in April.
And then it was very fast. And then they were immediately on TOWIE.
I feel like maybe your sisters are like a little concerned that we're moving pretty fast. Mm-hmm. But I mean, when you know, you know. I already know how I'm gonna propose to you. I've told you it's already planned out of my head. I'm gonna do it.
Why are you so cute for?
What are we gonna do after London?
You wanna live in LA, don't you?
For a bit, yeah. Yeah. I think so.
I'll come with you.
Well, obviously.
There is gonna be times when you might be in LA and I might not be there, I might be in Essex, but we will definitely make it work. Like, we 100%. Can 100%. Love you.
Love you. Well, cheers to us and the future and whatever it brings us.
now we have the headline, she blocked me, deleted me, and told me to leave London. Francesca Farrago claims she's not on good terms with Dex Demi Sims after a pair split following a whirlwind romance.
She told me to leave London.
Leave London. But what's funny about this is the reason why it got like truly heated, which is, this is the first time I've seen this TikTok, happen to a couple. So Francesca posted a TikTok in which she was, the joke was like, you want me? I want you, baby. That TikTok meme where they go.
The levitating.
It's levitating by Dua Lipa.
So basically the TikTok is her saying, whenever we broke up, I was like, no, I'm happy on my own. But then the moment she's like, you want me, baby. I'm like, yes, I miss you, I love you, right?
The moment my ex says you want me, mm-hmm. I say I want you, baby. So that was the thing. And her ex, I guess, is a too hot to handle co-star named Harry mm-hmm. Jowsey.
I want you guys to meet my amazing new girlfriend.
Demi like Francesca DM'd her and was like, what the fuck? That was disrespectful, like implying that she was going to get mm-hmm. back with her ex when she was literally just doing a TikTok meme as like a joke. Okay. So the way that the Daily Mail has to write this is hilarious. It says, she also used the video to address the cryptic TikTok she posted about getting back with an ex just days after her shock split with Demi. In her TikTok video, which is still uploaded to the platform and has over 13 million views, the Canadian beauty lip syncs to Dua Lipa's Levitating. It is captioned with single and ready to focus on me. And then the video changes to my ex, to that which she mimes the lyrics, you want me, I want you, baby. Prior to their relationship, Francesca dated too hot to handle co-star Harry Jowsey, with the two splitting in June as she revealed he was the ex in question. Francesca said that she used the wrong audio track for the video and denied it was meant to be about her falling for Harry again. Quote, I did not even realize that's how it came across until Demi messaged me. How would you use another audio if that's the
joke? She's also like, it's perfectly timed. She's using the right audio. I think she just was, she was trying to participate in a TikTok meme and then it was misread. But also, she can't possibly say that she didn't know what it, that it would be interpreted that way, because it's, there's only one interpretation for this video. There's a single interpretation for this video.
I know. And then Demi posted on Instagram messages, thanks guys for all your messages. Check in on me to make sure I'm okay after my ex-girlfriend's TikTok. Thanks for checking in on me after my ex-girlfriend's TikTok, which, by the way, we've only been broken up for a week and she's already posting about falling again for her ex-boyfriend again. I'm okay, but I can assure you I'm okay after having a hard week of crying and a broken heart. I've now realized I dodged a bullet. I appreciate all your support. And then
here's my problem with this.
Oh, God.
The weird thing to me about this, and it was actually confusing to me when I was first reading this stuff, was that the assumption by everyone was that the ex she was referring to was the guy from over a year ago. And it's like, why wouldn't it be Demi? Why couldn't it be sort of loving too, where it's like, oh, I instantly missed Demi, my girlfriend from 2 days ago. Like, why was the assumption that other ex? There are multiple exes, you know?
Day, to be honest.
What's happened?
Me and Francesca broke up.
Oh, damn.
I feel literally heartbroken, but it was for the best. Like, it was the best thing for both of us to do.
What happened, though? Like, why have you broke up?
We just weren't getting on, like, behind closed doors, and the relationship that we was having in front of everyone else was a different relationship as what we was having when no one else was there, and it was like the spark was gone and there was just no conversation between us, and it was just,
and then they broke up. So that's a couple in strife, a gay couple
and
in
then
strife.
We have these people. Now we have, love them,
Adelaide Kane, who's the one who we talked about her. I don't know if it was cut because it was kind of boring. Remember, she made TikToks about how much she was mm-hmm. paid and like how she makes like no money because all of it goes to, like,
stylists
and
lawyers and agents and travel and blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
She did like, here's the math, like very TLC behind the music, like, let me do the math mm-hmm. or whatever.
All right. This is how a group can sell 10 million records and be broke. And everyone, get ready to do your math.
So she's on that show Rain, which I believe is like, she plays like Queen of Hearts, Queen
she
of...
plays the Queen of Scots, Mary, Queen of Scots. Yeah.
Oh, it says it right here. Okay. Queen of Scots. She is dating Martha Wortman, who is a model, but she's like now more famous for being like a TikTok thirst trap lesbian,
I love that.
You know?
I love that. She's Dutch.
And I swear to God, normally we don't focus on like TikTok based stuff or whatever because it gets a little bit. Then you're talking about everyone who's on TikTok. It's like everyone on TikTok is famous, mm-hmm. which is insane. It's not true, but like it implies it. These two went on vacation, I guess, together. And I swear to God, between the two of them, there are like 30 to 40 TikToks.
And pretty much all of them are identical. Like they're all identical.
They're like, they're doing all these like trends and lip syncs and like thing. I'm like, are you like, aren't you like, also on vacation?
Put your phone down,
like,
please. Put your phone down.
Go read a book.
But they're funny. Like the one that they did of the hand holding thing. Like it's, they're sort of funny. Like I kind of get like the desire to be cheeky with all of this stuff. And maybe
it's definitely, and they both were TikTokers mm-hmm. before this. Like, it's not like this is new. This is definitely both of their, they both love the platform, mm-hmm. you know? But I guess they only met for the first time in person last week. And then they went to Mexico
Whirlwind.
For 3 weeks.
Whirlwind.
Love.
Love to see
Whirlwind
it.
Romance. So kind of what happened with, honestly, I want them to take a look at the relationship between Demi Sims and Francesca Farrago and maybe just learn, just take a step back or just don't get each other's names tattooed.
I mean,
on
no,
me.
Get each other's names tattooed. That'll give us something else to talk about. Okay. Please, do it.
Bobby's like, chaos.
Queer
chaos,
whirlwind
chaos,
romance.
Chaos,
love
chaos.
It. No, get married tomorrow. I love
yeah,
it.
It really is. I like that we had these two. We had a happy, we had a breakup and a get together. We had a whirlwind romance breakup and a whirlwind mm-hmm. romance get together. I hope theirs last longer than the Towie
but yeah,
girls.
Martha Wortmann is just a Dutch model.
Next.
Juliana Rancic is leaving E's red carpet. She's done.
This is
shocking.
Huge.
Shocking.
She's giving up the gig of talking to celebrities on the red carpet. I will say after this bleak year where she had to stand at the most awkward angle where they had to like shoot her from behind and she had to be 6 feet away from the people and then kind of yell to them. That was not a good look. She was like, I'm done with this.
I get
I'm
it.
Done
I
with
can't
this.
Believe she's been doing it for 20 years. Let someone else in also.
That's crazy.
Like give someone else a chance.
It is interesting, though, because, like, it is hard to imagine who would, quote unquote, fill her shoes. It, not because I always thought she was so fantastic, but it just feels, like it was Joan. It was Juliana. Like,
Melissa,
there's not many people who we know to do
it's
this.
It's
going to
be like
there's
Brad.
Just not...
It's going to be fucking Brad.
I know. I think it should be Brad.
I find him kind of dull, too.
Yeah, but it has to be a stylist this time. It has to be somebody. It can't. I think they're going to go from host to like actual stylist turned host, meaning it's going to be either not tan,
it's gonna
but like
be, well,
tan friend, maybe like one of the queer eyes.
One of the queer eye who does the most in the red carpet is Karamo.
It might be Karamo.
It's
going to
be.
Right.
I mean, if it's not Brad, it might be Karamo. I don't think it'll be a woman. I think it'll be a gay man. I don't think it'll be a woman is what I'm saying. Like, I think it's going to be a gay man.
Brad was front and center on the panel. So it almost feels like Brad is about to ascend.
But
into
Brad
Juliana's
is so.
Seat. He's definitely.
I just see Brad as more of a commentator, not necessarily an interviewer. Like there's a little bit of a difference, and I think Karamo does more with the people on the red carpet. Brad's more like sitting in a chair behind a TV screen, being like, "That's stunning. I love the like, whatever. I love the beadwork there. Like,
that's 2018. You know,
exactly.
Couture from whatever.
Karamo's like, tell me about your trauma. What trauma led you to this particular gown? What about your childhood led you to go strapless today? You know, like.
I said this before, but it has to be the ideal person is somebody that celebrities actually like running into. So you have. So if it was a Queer Eye guy.
It's like, yay.
Mm-hmm. Other celebrities are fans of Queer Eye. So I do feel like they would be so happy to run into Karamo or Tan or even Jonathan or any of them, you know, even Bobby. And because it's just one of those heartwarming shows that everyone seems mm-hmm. to be a fan of, even other mm-hmm. celebrities. Like, meanwhile, Brad, like, I'm sure they all know him or some have worked with him. Obviously, it's not as much. He's not as much of a kind of celebrity beloved person. You need somebody who celebrities actually would like to meet, you know, and talk to about fashion. But I really want somebody who knows about it because it's not fun.
Like, whenever
they
you see
do.
Karamo, you're like, Karamo, yay! But whenever you see Brad, you're more like this. Watch. Listen.
Hey. How y'all doing?
Stop. Hey. I'm not like that.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay.
Future Lindsay here.
literally hours after we recorded this segment, it was announced that the person taking over for Juliana Rancic as the E! Red Carpet fashion correspondent is none other than Laverne Cox. We're not too far. We're a little far. Not too far. I think it's a great decision. I think people will be thrilled to see her there. And here is, let me read you her statement, or at least part of it. I am so excited and deeply humbled to be hosting E!'s iconic red carpet coverage. For many years, I would wake up early on award show days, get my snacks in place, and watch E!'s coverage all day long. I dreamed of walking red carpets. Now, not only have I had several fun and amazing personal red carpet moments, I also get to be a red carpet guide for E!'s discerning audience and chat with my colleagues and folks I deeply admire for these very special events in their lives. Cool. Okay, back to the show.
So Ireland Baldwin did a What's in My Bag for Us Weekly, and there were two things in here that took me out. One of them is, three things. Okay, three things.
Probiotic
okay,
pet I'm balm. Kidding.
Three things. Okay, scratch that. Four things. So, as you know, the Us Weekly staff, they're very wonderful. They're so smart. They're so busy all the time. So whenever they do a What's in My Bag, they have to fake the bag. They have to buy the stuff and then, spread it out and then photograph it to make it look like it's Ireland Baldwin's bag, but it's definitely creative directed, it's art directed, it's styled. So you have here at the top, it says,
yeah, we know,
constantly on the move. Is she, they're making a lot of assumptions about Ireland Baldwin here that really blindsided me. Constantly on the move.
Is she? That's constantly what it wants us on to the believe. Move?
Constantly on the move. Ireland Baldwin is never without her travel essentials.
I mean, I guess I'm constantly on the move from my like kitchen to my bedroom and to my living room and back. Same. But like, I wouldn't say that I need my travel essentials for those moves, you know?
Your watch is like, you got your steps in. And it's like, all I did was just go back and forth between three rooms in my house.
Sometimes that happens.
So it says, her biggest must-have, a tiny box containing a candy heart and a note. Quote, it was a gift from my grandfather before he passed away. She says, I have really bad flight anxiety, so I always keep that with me. They faked the note and they faked the thing. So it's just like handwritten in an Us Weekly intern's font or handwriting, Ireland, comma, but nothing else.
Comma.
And then they put the candy heart in it.
Oh my God.
Okay, the other thing, the number two of the four things that took me out, quote, mother knows best, quote, my mom, brackets, Kim Basinger, always carries a little stuffed animal if a baby is fussing on a plane. She has passed that down to me. So that's something that's in her travel bag, a Paddington Bear stuffed animal. Because she gives it to crying babies. I'm sorry. If you were a parent and Ireland Baldwin and or Kim Basinger handed your crying child a Paddington Bear stuffed animal, would you be like, excuse me, I'm the parent. I know how to deal with the crying baby. It's so presumptuous. It's so presumptuous.
It's just also a very big thing to keep in your bag just in case a baby's crying. Like, I'm sorry.
Noise-canceling headphones are small.
I love to give a woman a tampon. You know, you need an extra tampon? I got you, babe. I got a tampon for you. But a baby, a crying baby, a stuffed animal? I don't have to carry that.
No. Okay. The next third of four things.
It gets weirder.
Quote, I fucking love baby food. White leaf provisions pumpkin flavor tastes like you're drinking. White leaf provisions pumpkin flavor tastes like you're drinking. White leaf provisions pumpkin flavor tastes like you're drinking pie filling. I've turned so many people onto it.
She eats baby food.
Who wants to drink pie filling?
She eats baby food. No, you're get away from that. She's eating baby food.
But also, like, pumpkin pie filling is not drinkable. It's like kind of a solid.
Baby food. Okay. She's eating baby food. She's carrying around a stuffed animal and eating baby food. So now I'm a little sus. Okay, either she has a baby or she has a baby.
Okay, we can move on to Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
I'm going to be the big Rita today.
Big Rita. Oh my God.
We got a big Rita today. Well, before we get into Rita herself, Rita's getting dragged into some drama courtesy of none other than
The Sun.
Literally, she gave an exclusive interview to The Sun. Who gives exclusive interviews to The Sun that's not like somebody's mistress or like
BB Rexha.
Whatever. BB Rexha, because she's promoting her second album. Her second studio album, Better Mistakes, which dropped on April 7th, gotta promote it. The LP features huge collaborations with the likes of Doja Cat, Travis Barker, and Ty Dolla $ign, to name a few. Okay, there's your promo. She said to The Sun that she hoped that she would do a song with Dua Lipa, Rita Ora, and Ava Max, because she's like, let me bring all of the Albanian girls together. Mm-hmm. It is interesting that there are like these all these pop girls that are Albanian. Let's do a song together. However, it did not go to plan. According to the outlet, Rexha implied the reason she cannot see it ever happening is because Ora and Lipa, that's Rita and Dua, have a feud. She said a quote, I'm going to read you the quote and see if this is actual implying. Okay. Because they're saying she implied, but she claims that they misquoted her, because I'll get to that in a second. I have really tried. I don't know what's really going on there or what the drama is. I tried to be the peacekeeper and bring the girls together. For me, I would really love to do something together, but I'm not sure it will ever happen. And I won't say any more about that. It's weird because I know how it is to be a girl, and sometimes we can get really competitive. I'm not even talking about me, Dua, Rita, and Ava. I'm just talking about females in general. What happens is there's not enough women at the table. Okay, so that was the quote. And then The Sun said, well, we know that there are rumors that Rita and Dua have had a feud. Mm-hmm. This is like going back years and years and years, because I want to say there was some like Adidas campaign that they fought over. It's so
exactly.
Stupid.
It was an Adidas campaign. Yeah.
So apparently that's why they're in a feud. Who
it was
knows?
Like, it's like the stupid feud between Taylor Swift and Katy Perry, where it all came down to backup dancers. Like, it really does sound right. Like this is a right. Dumb, really stupid feud. Yeah.
So, BB, that got published, right? BB tweets, a UK tabloid is making up an awful story about my friends and women I admire. It's absolute bullshit to pit women against each other, especially those who I know are good people. This toxic gossip is malicious and not fucking true. She did give them an exclusive interview.
Let's read the line again, because this comes after talking about a feud between Dua Lipa and Rita, and she says, I have really tried. They said that they asked her about the relationship between Dua and Rita, and she said, they call it, The Sun writes, in a carefully worded response when she was asked about the pair's relationship, BB said, I have really tried. I don't know what's really going on there or what the drama is.
So they did say, what's the deal with Dua and Rita, yeah. Are they in a feud? And she said, there is drama. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
So she is kind of confirming that there is drama. Yeah.
But she's also saying, I don't really know shit. Because BB really is careful to say later on in the quote, as you read, that like when she's talking about competitiveness in the industry, she's not talking about the competitiveness between her and her Albanian sisters. You know, like she's like, I'm not talking about
this. True, but she was asked a direct question about that feud and she said there is drama. So,
but I don't know details.
She implies that there's something mm-hmm. there. But you're right. She doesn't confirm a feud.
She just said she tried to be a peacekeeper. Yeah.
Weirdly, an old photo was resurfaced on Twitter this mm-hmm. week that has a lot to do with this, with the two of them. And it's so strange because at first I thought Dua Lipa's father had posted it like in time to like battle a feud. But it turns out this photo, even though somebody posted it on Twitter and said, I'm losing my mind, El Bucio posted it, at El Bucio mm-hmm. posted it and said, I'm losing my mind at the photo of Dua Lipa and Rita Ora's grandfathers together. This actual photo from his Instagram that he posted was posted in 2019. Mm-hmm. And it's Dua Lipa's dad. And it's a picture of two men, a very old photo, all crinkled. You can tell he's mm-hmm. holding it to the camera. It says, my dad, sorry if I pronounce this stuff wrong. I'm trying. My dad, Sait Lipa, and Mr. Basim Sahachu.
So remember, that's Rita's middle name. Never forget.
Yeah. Grandfathers, how could I forget? Grandfathers of at Dua Lipa and at Rita Ora having a drink in 1960s city of Peja, which is in Albania. That's so
weird.
Crazy. The photo. So this photo has been out since 2000. He posted it in December of 2019. And yeah. It was posted on different Facebook groups and this and that. But now it's being resurfaced. And people are like, wow, look at this. Like, they were friends.
Yep. Dua's grandfather. So the Daily Mail wrote about this, the resurfacing. Rita Ora and Dua Lipa's grandfathers are seen enjoying a drink in Kosovo in the 1960s in amazing unearthed throwback snap as fans marvel at the connection and family likeness. Dua's grandfather was the head of the Kosovan Institute of History and Intellectual.
Oh.
And Rita's grandfather was a film and TV and theater director. And so they were buds.
But now I'm like so sad they have a feud or a supposed feud, because think of them like recreating this photo or something. Mm-hmm. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Maybe the photo getting press again will like bring them together. Maybe right now they're like,
maybe they'll go and drag. Sort of maybe push. They'll do drag and pose for the photo.
Both of them wearing like tuxedos.
Everyone is very rightfully pointing out the physical resemblances between them, like specifically Dua's grandfather's eyebrows, like Rita's grandfather's like face shape. Like, I mean, obviously genetics, it's like, oh wow, Ava Phillippe looks just like Reese Witherspoon. No shit, that's how genes work. But like, it's always sort of satisfying to see genetics in action. You know, like, oh wow, they look alike. Cool.
It's just interesting to me that this Bebe Rexha kicked up some dirt in this feud that people do know about but don't really talk about as much. And now they're talking about it because Bebe kind of brought it to light through her Sun interview, yeah, which is hilarious because she stuck her foot in her mouth there. And this picture gets posted by a random person over a year after it was posted by Dua's dad. And then you have these two things. And I'm like, end the feud. End mm-hmm. the feud. I want to end the feud.
And I do think, like, Bebe's dramatic. Bebe's obviously really upset that she's involved here because she doesn't want to pit women against women. I do believe that she's like upset. But like, when you read the interview again, it does. My suspicion is that she's mostly mad at herself for saying anything, because.
Yes, definitely.
They're not misquoting her, you know, like.
And she didn't need to say that.
She didn't need to say that. But I think it would be believable to me to think that Bebe thought that she was saying as little as possible. Like, she was like, I'm gonna dodge this question, but she didn't realize that her dodge was not as artful as it should have been, you know.
She could have just said, I tried to make it happen, it didn't mm-hmm. happen. It they probably did follow up the question, which is it because of the feud, and then she had to deal with that. But she stuck her foot in mud. I think she really
fuck,
she literally was like fuck mm-hmm. fuck. In other Rita news, she's on the cover of Food and Beverage magazine. Right. That's pretty cool.
It is cool. Because of her Prospero Tequila, yeah. Chief creative partner of Prospero Tequila, Rita Ora.
The libaceous issue with Rita Ora and Prospero Tequila.
When is Food and Beverage magazine not the libations issue? I mean, I guess it's food and beverage. Sometimes it's food. Okay, sure. Sometimes it's food. I want to know what that drink that she made is. She has like a really pretty red tequila drink next to the Prospero tequila bottle. I'd like to know that. Maybe
I might have to buy an issue of
Food and Beverage magazine. Yeah.
She does look good. I like when Rita Ora is like in business drag. She's like, I'm going to wear a suit with like a little bit of boob showing. Mm-hmm. You know, like she's like, here we go. Like, I'm a business lady. Bethany Frankel, watch out. You know, she's wearing a pink. It looks almost like leather, like a pink leather suit.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
It's very cool. She looks great. I don't see Dua Lipa on the cover of Food and Beverage magazine.
Lindsay, don't start shit, please.
I'm sorry.
It's okay that they have different interests. It's okay.
I know, the girls are not fighting. We're working towards a future where the girls are not fighting.
How do I even read Food and Beverage magazine? It's not on Apple News, I'll tell you that much. It's not on Apple News.
You have to go to a food and beverage place where food and beverages are sold.
Okay. Okay, I'm done here. Thank you for listening to another episode of Who Weekly. Call in at 619-WHO-THEM to leave questions, comments, and concerns. And we may play your call on a episode of our Friday show, Who's There? Thank you to Katie and Eric of The Who's for providing the Rita theme song. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We love those. Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly for twice weekly bonus episodes. And what were we going to say?
You heard us.
You heard us.
That's twice weekly twice episodes. Weekly episodes.
Don't forget to watch Woman in the Window on Friday. It comes out on Netflix. This is not an ad.
Woman in the Window coming out Friday. This is exciting for us. We're actually excited about Woman in the Window coming out Friday. If you are a Patreon, we might be doing a special treat for you involving Woman in the Window. Maybe you're not a Patreon yet, but you're excited about Woman in the Window. Maybe you want to sign up and get in on that.
Maybe. And we'll see you on Friday. Bye.
You will drive it. They
want to know.
To be famous.